Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from current research data, the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Distance Education Program, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Holly on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track three features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Now, here is Corey Holly and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, December 2004. Last month, I concluded my discussion on the topic of human motivation. I mentioned Abraham Maslow and his concept of achieving a state of self-actualization. I related lack of desire to exercise and living well, in part, to the consumption of low-quality food. I believe that lack of motivation to do what's actually required to stay well is really a form of mental illness, a type of depression linked to attitude and the consumption of toxic processed food. By controlling our diet and consuming optimum quantities of the correct nutritional raw materials, we can definitely change our mental outlook. Motivated people are happy, high-energy people. They know what they want, and they are willing to pay the price. On this edition of Clinical Review, I'd like to discuss some training concepts that can be used to supplement anyone's fitness routine to improve their skill, performance, and health. I'm speaking of plyometrics, the stability ball, the balance board, and yoga. In North America, they are relatively new and currently fashionable, in fact, in some ways almost trendy. But in other parts of the world, they've been around for ages, having stood the test of time. Let's look first at plyometrics. Plyometrics, or jump training, has a European-Russian origin and has become popular in North America in the last couple of decades. American track coach Fred Wilt used Latin to coin the term plyo and metrics in 1975. Plyometrics simply means measurable increases. Plyometrics is a method of training for power and explosiveness that really works. In simple terms, it involves a variety of jumping, bounding, and hopping exercises used in various ways to enhance athletic performance. Like jumping up a hill on one leg or leaping forward from a bench 6 to 12 inches high onto the ground, squatting down as you land, and then leaping up and forward again over another bench maybe 36 inches high, all without stopping. That's plyometrics. Another good example of a plyometric exercise is push-ups with a clap in between each push-up or jump squats. This is where you perform a standard barbell squat with about one-third of your maximum weight and actually jump at the top of the motion coming off the ground 1 to 2 inches. This is one of the best exercises to increase your jumping ability, but is only recommended for well-conditioned athletes. Plyometric training is seldom performed by bodybuilders who focus only on building muscle for appearance. It's a highly functional concept designed mainly to improve speed and power. Although plyos don't add mass to the body, they do improve muscle form and function, and for that reason, they are useful for managing health. Plyos add variety of movement and improve tissue elasticity. They can also help decrease reaction time and improve sensory perception. Plyometrics are very common in track and field athletics as a special supplement to the overall training routine and are also practiced by numerous athletes in a great variety of sports. Plyometric training is applied to enhance the explosive reaction of the individual through powerful muscular responses as a result of rapid eccentric contractions. Eccentric muscle contraction refers to the lengthening of a muscle, whereas concentric muscle contraction refers to the shortening of a muscle. Muscle fibers contract in response to load either way, but eccentric contractions are more powerful. The maximum force that a muscle can develop is attained through a rapid eccentric contraction. As a muscle stretches and contracts eccentrically, it produces elastic energy, and this energy can be stored. When a concentric contraction occurs just after an eccentric contraction, it is possible to generate greater force. This whole process is frequently called the stretch-shortening cycle and is the underlying mechanism of plyometric training. A good book on the subject is Jumping into Plyometrics by Donald A. Chu, Ph.D. The stability ball, also known as Swiss ball, resistiball, flexiball, physic ball, or exercise ball. Stability balls are large, air-filled balls of various dimensions used primarily for improving core strength and stability of the body. This simple invention is excellent for incorporating new exercises, improving balance, and adding a variety of stretch movements to support your stretch routine. One of my favorites is the ab stretch. You just lie across the ball on your back with your feet on the floor and then stretch all the way back until your hands touch the ground. It's fantastic for maintaining flexibility of the spine and great for core training. The stability ball complements ab work and is a great tool with a wide application for improving athletic ability and physical function. A common core training ball exercise is the sit-up or crunch. When properly executed in the supine position, ball crunches require the hip joint angle to remain constant and allow for spinal hyperextension. This minimizes hip flexor contribution, placing a larger load on the abdominal muscles. Because the ball provides an unstable base of support, the body must work harder to maintain balance, which ultimately improves balance through increased neuromuscular coordination. The stability ball originated in Europe from medical rehab as a treatment modality for patients suffering with neurological disorders and spinal injuries. In the 1960s, Dr. Suzanne Klein Vogelbach in Bern, Switzerland, used a large vinyl ball in rehab with her physical therapy patients. Stability balls soon became popular in America among physical therapists who utilized them for rehab and back strengthening. The use of the ball gradually entered the fitness arena and is now supported by studies to reinforce its credibility as a legitimate training tool. Exercise balls are present in almost every public fitness facility and gym, although some of the muscle heads are still wondering what they're all about. Paul Cech of the Cech Institute has done wonders to popularize the Swiss ball. For information regarding his seminars and certification courses, you can visit him at www.paulcechseminars.com. As a specialist in corrective exercise and orthopedic rehabilitation, Paul advocates the NRG ball system as a form of functional exercise. The NRG ball is easy to use, versatile, and suits every population base from children to the elderly, improving functional strength and movement skill at all levels. The NRG ball training system is extremely practical and great for home workouts. With stability balls, I've also learned that one size does not fit all. The height of the ball you use is relative to your actual height. For example, if you are between 5'6 and 6 feet, the ball height should be 22 inches, which is considered a large ball. A small child up to 4'10 should use a small ball, which is 18 inches in height. Ball sizes range from 18 inches to 33 inches, or small to extra, extra large. The balance board. Balance is an essential component for all sport and any human activity which relies on motion and control of the physical body. Balance relates to our ability to counteract changes which affect displacement and control of our body weight. Key words associated with or related to balance include coordination, dexterity, motor control, and equilibrium. Keeping your balance is considered a priority for successful participation in sport and exercise. In nutrition, balance is the difference between intake, utilization, storage, and excretion of a substance by the body. Regarding protein, nitrogen balance is the difference between total nitrogen intake and total nitrogen loss. In the context of training and exercise, this refers to your ability to balance your body during any athletic event, especially with advancing age. This means balance when squatting with a barbell, balance when walking a tightrope, or balance when performing tricks on a skateboard. Ultimately, all movement is regulated by neural control mechanisms linked together as a single integrated matrix connected to the central nervous system and brain. The cerebellum mediates involuntary skeletal muscle contraction, which controls coordination, posture, and balance. The inner ear also sends impulses to the brain concerning position and equilibrium. This information is essential to balance. The organs of equilibrium are located in the vestibular portion of the bony labyrinth of the inner ear and in the membranous labyrinth of the semicircular canals. Nerve fibers in the vestibular region responsible for communication with the nervous system tend to diminish with age and become damaged through oxidation. There is also strong evidence that simple dehydration and inactivity accelerates this damage, which ultimately causes loss of balance. Balance boards are used to improve balance in sport by a wide variety of athletes and fitness enthusiasts. They are especially popular among riders, surfers, skaters, and snowboarders. I finish every workout with 2 minutes of balance board training. A typical balance board looks like a skateboard without wheels. On the underside, in the middle of the board, is a bearing or roller attachment which allows you to rock from side to side and from front to back while standing on the board. It's kind of like a teeter-totter, and the trick is to maintain your balance while keeping the ends of the board off the floor. Balance boards are available in various shapes and sizes and are called different names, such as wobble boards, rocker boards, bongo boards, balance discs, and so on. Balance training improves reaction time, develops proprioception, enhances body awareness, and adds a new dimension of training to your workout. They are also very popular in training rehabilitation centers because they offer low-impact leg and core training value and are very safe. Proprioception, by the way, is defined as a sense or perception, usually at a subconscious level, of the movements and position of the body and especially its limbs, independent of vision. This sense is gained primarily from input from sensory nerve terminals in muscles and tendons and the fibrous capsules of joints, combined with input from the vestibular apparatus. Yoga. Yoga is described as a psychophysical discipline with roots of origin that go back to India as far as 5,000 plus years. I actually developed a more complete understanding and respect for yoga while traveling myself through India and experienced the privilege and pleasure of practicing this art with some wonderful teachers. Yoga is much more than what it appears to be on the surface. Yoga places emphasis on physical postures called asanas, breathing exercises called pranayama, and meditation. Yoga means union and is related to the Old English word yoke. Traditionally, the goal of yoga is union with the absolute, known as Brahman, or the Atman, the true self. It is connected to the Hindu tradition and draws on many Hindu beliefs such as karma, dharma, reincarnation, and Atman. However, the physical and psychological benefits of yoga can be described in scientific terms and do not discriminate on the basis of any race or religion. Yoga helps improve physical fitness, mental clarity, greater self-understanding, stress control, and general well-being. The benefits of yoga are unsurpassed according to those who make it an integral part of their training schedule. Yoga movements are easy to incorporate into any post-workout stretching regimen. Hatha yoga in particular uses postures that are steady, comfortable, and relaxing to the muscular tissues and skeletal system of the body, providing spinal flexibility, muscle stretching, breath control, and mental relaxation. The key is to let the body movements flow evenly and gently with every breath. By toning every muscle in your body, including your internal organs, yoga is a wonderful way to prepare the body for other activities of greater intensity. The harder you train, the tighter your body will become, and this is true of nearly any sport. As an athlete, we all know how great this feels, even though at times we can barely crawl out of bed in the morning into a hot shower. We know that if we ache the next day, we've done some real work at the gym or on the field because we've gone beyond our muscular tolerance. What yoga postures can do is turn a tight, muscular body into one that is sleek, flexible, and pain-free. Yoga offers the balance of relaxation and meditation. Sports injuries are often a direct result of structural and muscular imbalance due to inflexibility, disordered eating, and micronutrient deficiencies. Weight training, yoga, and nutrition enhance and complement one another, producing a healthy, well-balanced physique that will serve its functional purpose in any sport you play, recreational or competitive. Sports injuries become virtually non-existent even during the most extreme of intensities. The benefits of yoga are experienced by millions and for some often the sole source of physical activity. To each his own, but based on fitness science, muscular development, and health, and to prevent sarcopenia, many yoga advocates would do well to add resistance training for best all-round health benefits. Likewise, if you're into pumping iron, think about getting into some yoga and make sure that stretching is on your routine as a priority. Different styles of yoga have emerged to meet various more intense demands, such as power yoga, Ashtanga yoga, and Kundalini yoga. These require incredible endurance, lung capacity, and strength. If you are serious about learning some postures or even adopting some basics to follow as a post-workout stretching regimen, purchase a home video or take part in a yoga class at your nearest community or fitness center. Yoga postures can be done on stretching mats in the gym. It's one of the best ways mentally and physically to bring your exercise routine to a close. Private lessons from an experienced teacher can save you many hours of frustration and raise your level of skill and agility very quickly. If you've never tried a yoga class, give it a shot. It's a lot more difficult than it looks, and the flexibility that comes out of it is simply fantastic. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Stanley Garn, an anthropologist who spent most of his career researching the development and culture of different races. If an Aborigine drafted an IQ test, all of Western civilization would presumably flunk it.